Good evening. Boogie check. Ooh, are you talking to me?
I'm trying to reach you, man.
You have reached me, man.
John.
What?
Prosecutors have offered Phil Spector a plea bargain.
They have.
They will drop murder charges.
In exchange for a toupee or what?
If you will admit to stealing Peter Tork's hair.
Not bad.
Do you usually take off your clothes?
Yes.
That shows you're nuts.
Oh! Good evening, Boogie Check. You know, I didn't think this. I didn't think this was going to work. This is unbelievable. They're doing nut jokes.
That's a great John Records Landecker right there. It has just been announced that Records really is his middle name, is going to be inducted into the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame this year. When the NAB meeting happens in Las Vegas, as it does almost every year, because nothing broadcasters like more than gambling and hookers. John Landecker joins us right now. The man is a legend, and yeah, congratulations on that. I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you, and I'm sure that if your listener had heard the clip before we went on, they're probably going, why?
Yeah, I know. I thought that too when I heard it. But
No. It's just you can't take something like that out of context, I guess. I don't know. Because they love that. What can I say? I don't know.
You got to go back to Boogie Check for just a second here, and you got to just remember that what John Landecker did in Chicago in nighttime radio in the 1970s into the 1980s is you changed the landscape.
Okay.
And you did, because there was...
If you say so.
Legend...
I mean, it's difficult. I got to tell you, this is a little awkward.
Why?
Well, it's all... I don't know. It's all this hullabaloo, and, you know, I was just sitting here. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't bothering anybody. And I get this email, and I'm like, okay, you know. I don't know. It's just strange.
Well, you were inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame, which is based here in Chicago, 3 years ago.
Yes,
I think, right?
Yes. And that's like visiting an old neighborhood. You know what I mean? I've been over to the Museum of Broadcast Communications. I don't know how many times.
Right.
But this is like I've never even thought of the NAB. Let alone have them think of me.
Right.
So it's a surprise.
That's a big deal. There's very few people from the Chicago market who are in. Obviously, you know, Paul Harvey is in it, and I think Brandmeier went in, right, 2 years
Larry
ago.
Larry Luchak's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Surratt and I are still waiting for ours. We're just waiting. I don't know when that's going
to happen. Oh, you'll get there. Don't die.
Right. That's true. I guess that's true, because they need you to go to fill tables. I understand the point. But... but you know, on behalf of, and I know, you know, we're here at WGN, which is a, you know, arguably the most legendary radio station in Chicago history. But
absolutely,
Mr. Surratt, who helms the mornings here, and me, who helms the afternoons here, mm-hmm. and you, mm-hmm. we all mm-hmm. kind of made our bones at that other radio station. So
absolutely, and you know what? And I've said it a lot, and I'll probably keep saying it, but. When you talk about that era of Boogie Check and what you're referencing, I mean, the reason that that was so successful was because of what was going on around the clock behind the scenes. You know, everybody was good. Everybody did stuff. The ratings were great. The engineers were great. The promotions were great. And it was just this synergy that leapt out of the radio at people. And I'd never... run into it. I mean, I've had great times at radio stations before and great times at radio stations after, but there is a segment of time there, maybe 3 or 4 years, that it was really something.
Well,
looking back.
That is really true, because nothing really lasts for more than a couple of years at a radio station anyway. So that's one thing I've noticed for sure, is that wherever you are at any given time, there's ups and downs and things in the middle,
yep.
and all that, and you just hope that you get a team of people, as you said, be in you know, behind the microphone and behind the scenes that all kind of work in a synergistic way to make the whole thing great. And, and you know, you came from that.
I was just the tip of the iceberg at night, you know, and you had to have a program director like John Guerin who would allow something like Boogie Check on the air because I never asked if I could do it. You know, I just did it.
My guess, John Landecker, is that he may have walked into the studio once or twice and looked at you the way, only the way that a legend like John Guerin could look at you in the eye, cock his head a little bit to the side, and then walk out. And all you had to think to yourself was, oh my God, did I just blank that up? Oh my God, what did I do?
Well, I was the least of John's troubles.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He had Stephen Gary, he had Larry Luchak, he had Bob Surratt, Steve King, Yvonne Daniels, J.J. Jeffrey, Fred Winston. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a festival.
Right. The man, wow. The fact that that man's still alive is its own miracle. All right, John Landecker, congratulations, yes. Hall of Fame. And by the way, I want to say one other thing about John Landecker. He's got an autobiography out that is the only autobiography that a radio guy has ever written that is worth reading. I will say that right now. So go look for that on the Amazon. All right, thank you, sir. There he goes.
Thank you, Ro.
All right, the legend, John Records Landecker. Records really is his middle name, or so he claims. Here right now is Lauren Lapka. She's got the WGN traffic and weather.